Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists providing solutions to future challenges. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister saluted members of the Constituent Assembly in framing the Constitution, urged citizens to take inspiration from the thoughts of these great leaders. Mr. Modi said, the ongoing Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony, and its global popularity is a matter of pride for every Indian. Northern Railway announces three special trains between Katra and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to Mahakumbh Mela. Gaza agreement runs into rough weather as Israel delays its implementation until Hamas provides the names of the first hostages for release. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Shuai Zhang enter mixed doubles quarterfinals of Australian Open. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector, lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly. The Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. He said India has become the fourth country to achieve this success. Mr. Modi extended his best wishes to scientists, innovators and young entrepreneurs on behalf of the entire nation.
Is sabhi uplabdhiyan is baat ka pramaan hai ki Bharat ke vaigyanik aur innovators bhavishya ki chunautiyon ka samadhan dene ke liye kitne visionary hain. Hamara desh aaj space technology mein naye kirtiman sthapit kar raha hai. मैं भारत के वैज्ञानिकों, इनोवेटर्स और युवा उद्यमियों को पूरे देश की ओर से शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings in advance for the 75th anniversary of Republic Day, saying that this year's celebration is particularly special as this year marks the 75 years of the Constitution coming into force. Mr. Modi saluted the members of the Constituent Assembly who contributed in framing the Constitution. The Prime Minister remembered Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, saying that citizens must take inspiration from the thoughts of these great leaders.
जब संविधान सभा ने अपना काम शुरू किया तो बाबा साहब अंबेडकर ने परस्पर सहयोग को लेकर एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात कही थी.
But my fear is this. Our difficulty, as I said, is not about the ultimate future. Our difficulty is how to make the heterogeneous mess that we have today take a decision in common and march in a cooperative way on that road which is bound to lead us to unity.
Ye audio Dr. Rajendra Prasad ji ka hai.
Hamari zindagi aur sanskriti mein kuch aisa hai जिसने हमें समय के थपेड़ों के बावजूद जिंदा रहने की शक्ति दी है. अगर हम अपने आदर्शों को सामने रखे रहेंगे तो हम संसार की बड़ी सेवा कर पाएंगे.
अब मैं आपको डॉक्टर श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी की आवाज सुनाता हूँ.
आई होप सर दैट वी शैल गो अहेड विद आवर वर्क इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल डिफिकल्ट एंड थेयरबाय हेल्प टू क्रिएट दैट ग्रेट इंडिया.
Prime Minister Modi also highlighted the importance of National Voters' Day, which will be celebrated on 25th of January. This day is important because on this day, the Election Commission of India was established. Lauding the role and contributions of the Election Commission, Mr. Modi said, Constitution makers have accorded a very important place to the Election Commission in the Constitution and to the people's participation in democracy.
मैं चुनाव आयोग का भी धन्यवाद दूंगा जिसने समय समय पर हमारी मतदान प्रक्रिया को आधुनिक बनाया है, मजबूत किया है. आयोग ने जन शक्ति को और शक्ति देने के लिए तकनीकी शक्ति का उपयोग किया. मैं चुनाव आयोग को निष्पक्ष चुनाव के उनके कमिटमेंट के लिए बधाई देता हूँ.
On the ongoing Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister said this is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony. Highlighting the amazing bonding between humans and animals, Mr. Modi said Indian culture and heritage teaches us to live with love with the surrounding animals and birds. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India, the Prime Minister said the country's startup culture is not limited to big cities and more than half of the startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. He said waste management, non-renewable energy, biotechnology and logistics are the sectors in which the most number of startups are being noticed. Remembering the contribution of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, the Prime Minister said the country will celebrate the 23rd of January as Parakram Divas on Netaji's birth anniversary. Terming Subhash Babu a visionary leader, Mr. Modi said courage was ingrained in Netaji's nature. Pointing towards good work done by the citizens for the betterment of society and environment, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of K.G. Mohammed of Lakshadweep, saying that the marine ecosystem of Minicoy Island is improving with his hard work.
I am more proud to hear our Honorable Prime Minister praising me for my achievement in this monkey bar. I have been working for the last so many years for the conservation of natural and cultural heritage of my island. With the artifacts I collected, the Natural and Cultural Heritage Museum was established in Minicoy with the support of Seacology through an NGO called Kraras based in. I have worked for the revival of folk dances, folk songs and also the traditional boat race of Minicoy Island.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke on the various aspects of Mahakumbh 2025 during his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat. He said it is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Kumbh celebrates the festival of unity and diversity and people congregate on the sands of the Sangam.
Hajaron varson se chali aa rahi is parampara mein kahin bhi koi bhedbhav nahi, jatiwad nahi. Isme Bharat ke dakshin se log aate hain, Bharat ke purv aur paschim se log aate hain. Kumbh mein gareeb, ameer sab ek ho jate hain. सब लोग संगम में डुबकी लगाते हैं, एक साथ भंडारों में भोजन करते हैं, प्रसाद लेते हैं, तभी तो कुंभ एकता का महाकुंभ है.
ऑन द पार्टिसिपेशन ऑफ यूथ इन द कुंभ, मिस्टर मोदी सेड व्हेन द यंग जनरेशन कनेक्ट्स विद इट्स सिविलाइजेशन विद प्राइड इट्स रूट्स बिकम स्ट्रॉन्गर.
कुंभ में युवाओं की भागीदारी बहुत व्यापक रूप में नजर आती है और ये भी सच है कि जब युवा पीढ़ी अपनी सभ्यता के साथ गर्व के साथ जुड़ जाती है तो उसकी जड़ें और मजबूत होती है और तब उसका स्वर्णिम भविष्य भी सुनिश्चित हो जाता है.
He said, this time, the country is witnessing the digital footprints of the Kumbh on such a large scale and this global popularity of the Kumbh is a matter of pride for every Indian. Talking to Akashvani News, few devotees also shared their views.
मैं यहाँ स्नान करने आई थी, इसमें मैंने प्रधानमंत्री की मन की बात सुना जिसमें उन्होंने बहुत सारी अच्छी अच्छी बातें बताई. इसमें उन्होंने ये बताया कि महाकुंभ जो है वो एकता का प्रतीक है.
प्रधानमंत्री जी के मन का बात सुनने को मिला, काफी अच्छा लगा और वास्तविक जो है महाकुंभ में एक एकता का संदेश देता है.
Devotees and pilgrims in Mahakumbh Nagar are also listening to Akashvani's Kumbhwani News Bulletin live from the public address system. The channel will continue to broadcast news and other programs till 26th of February. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
In Andhra Pradesh, the Union Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Cooperation, Amit Shah, participated in the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, in Vijayawada. On this occasion, the Home Minister also inaugurated the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management at Kondapavaluru in Krishna district.
Aaj NDRF ka 20va sthapna din hai. Dusra National Institute of डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट NIDM का दक्षिण भारत के सभी राज्य और केंद्र शासित प्रदेशों के परिसर का आज यहां पर उद्घाटन किया गया और इसके साथ ही NDRF की 10वीं वाहिनी का भी उसके संपूर्ण कामकाज के अनुरूप बिल्डिंगों का भी उद्घाटन करने का काम हुआ है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Northern Railways Division has announced operation of three special trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Railway Station Katra and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to the Mahakumbh Mela. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the first train will depart from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station on January 24th and at 3:50 a.m. and will return from Prayagraj on 25th of January. In the actor Saif Ali Khan attack case, the Mumbai police have arrested a man accused of stabbing Bollywood star from Maharashtra's Thane West area today. Addressing a media briefing, Mumbai police said the arrested accused is likely a Bangladeshi national, as his belongings that they seized indicate so, and he doesn't have any valid Indian identity proof.
Yeh aaropi Bangladeshi origin ka hai, aisa hamara doubt hai. Isiliye is case mein appropriate sections ki vaad ki gayi hai aur us hisab se aage ka investigation kiya ja raha hai. Abhi tak aisa kuch investigation mein nishpann nahi hua hai. Accused arrest hone ke baad kafi kam time abhi tak mila hai. Yeh cheeze investigation mein nishpann ki jayegi.
Israel has delayed the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the ceasefire will not come into force until Hamas provides the names of the first hostages it plans to release. A statement from his office says he instructed the Israel Defense Forces not to begin the ceasefire, which was scheduled to take effect at 12 noon Indian time today. On the other hand, Hamas says the delay is due to technical reasons. According to the ceasefire agreement, names should be provided at least 24 hours before a planned exchange. On to sports. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the Khokho World Cup 2025 today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian women's team will play their final match at 6 p.m. followed by the men's final at 7:45 p.m. Both teams will aim to secure victory and lift the trophy in this inaugural World Cup. Sudhanshu Mittal, president of the Khokho Federation of India, praised the Indian teams for their outstanding performances during the tournament.
खोखो में भारत के खिलाड़ी जीतेंगे ऐसी तो अपेक्षा होना स्वाभाविक है. छह महाद्वीपों से टीमें आना, सारे विश्व में ये खेल फैल गया है. आज 55 देशों में खेला जाता है. इस साल हम इसे 90 देशों तक लेके जाएंगे. तो भारत का ये लोकप्रिय खेल बहुत जल्द भविष्य का खेल है विश्व के लिए.
In the Australian Open tennis, Indian ace Rohan Bopanna and his Chinese partner Shuai Zhang entered the quarterfinals of the mixed doubles after they got a walkover from the fourth-seeded Monaco-American pair of Hugo Nish and Taylor Townsend today. Bopanna and Shuai will next play the winner of the match between Hungary's Timia Bebos and El Salvador's Marcelo Arevalo and Australian combination of Olivia Gacecki and John Peers. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket, India beat West Indies by 9 wickets at Kuala Lumpur. In chess, world champion Deeku Kesh has won the first round in the Tata Steel Masters, defeating Anish Giri of Holland in a closely contested match at Netherlands. Gokesh secured the win against Giri in 42 moves. The second round will be played today from 6:30 p.m. IST. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists providing solutions to future challenges. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister saluted members of the Constituent Assembly in framing the Constitution, urged citizens to take inspiration from thoughts of these great leaders. Mr. Modi said, the ongoing Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony, and its global popularity is a matter of pride for every Indian. Northern Railway announces three special trains between Katra and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to Mahakumbh Mela. Gaza agreement runs into rough weather as Israel delays its implementation until Hamas provides the names of the first hostages for release. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Shuai Zhang enter mixed doubles quarterfinals of Australian Open. And with that, we end the midday news.